Okay, so what does this scripture mean to us? Let us first start out with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that you fill our hearts with your Spirit, open our minds to your word, and help us deliver to others who may not know you. And all these things, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So exactly what does all this mean? As I see it, we are saved to serve. Let me repeat that. We are saved to serve. Love both summarizes and fulfills the entire moral law of God. You see, during this particular time, the Galatian churches were moving toward destruction. So what does it mean to walk in the Spirit? Walk as in present tense, indicating a way of life, a daily habit of continual obedience. Author Malcolm Gladwell suggests that it takes 10,000 hours to become skilled at any craft. That means it would take me 4.8 years to master a skill. My current work year is approximately 2,080 hours, so ponder that for just a bit. If you think about it, some particular skills require a number of practice hours to get familiar as you practice using that skill that you have been educated on before you become really good at it. How many of you would like to get in a plane with a pilot who's only been through the book knowledge part of it? I want to be in a plane with a pilot flying to Mexico who has had at least 2,080 hours in the cockpit. Amen. Can I get an amen? Would you want an electrician to wire your new home if he hasn't practiced wiring other homes? I would not buy that house. Then you have carpenters. An artisan is a worker in a skilled trade. The formation of my message today that I'm sharing with you began while I was literally sitting seaside in Riviera Maya, Mexico. For a number of years, I tried to start my day with two daily devotion readings. That's where the scripture and then my message for today was developed. When learning a craft, we need to immerse ourselves in that role. Don't you think we need the same process when it comes to walking in and with the Holy Spirit? Paul uses the word peripateo. Walking with the Spirit means journeying with the Spirit each day. It's not just a one-time experience of his power. Peripateo is a Greek word meaning to walk, to make one's way, progress, to make due use of opportunities, the Hebrew word for to live, to regulate one's life, and to conduct oneself. One of the things that I love about traveling is meeting new people all along the way. Throughout this message, I'd like to share with you some of our experiences. So Rob and I were sitting on the beach and started conversing with a man. I believe he was from Indiana. His right arm displayed a tattoo, Isaiah 40:31. I asked the significance, and he, without hesitation, recited the full verse without hesitation. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. We went on to talk with him. He mentioned a friend that he and his wife brought with them along on this trip. I recalled seeing her earlier in a wheelchair. I saw how the couple cared for her and provided an opportunity that she may not have otherwise experienced. What really grabbed my attention is that she had the most amazing attitude. She was joyful. Journeying with the Holy Spirit allows us to practice and follow God's lead as his direction for us. Journeying with the Holy Spirit allows us to practice and follow God's lead and his direction for us. I met another woman on the way to breakfast. I commented on her bathing suit cover-up and how beautiful it was. She caught me off guard by her response. She went on to say that she was covering something up. A 3-year battle with cancer. Her hat covered her loss of hair, and her neck adorned a beautiful silver necklace with a breast cancer charm. As she stood smoking a cigarette, part of me judged her. The other part of me, I'm guessing it was the Spirit of God, telling me, do not judge her. I told the woman I remembered her from earlier in the week, and although I didn't know her name, I began to pray for her. The thing I enjoy about meeting new people is because everyone has a story to tell. What they do, where they're from, their own personal journeys. As I chose this scripture, it became apparent that all through our trip, I had messages telling me that this is what God wanted me to share. When Jesus left this earth, it was the Holy Spirit that he sent to us. So why don't we take opportunities to really get to know this Holy Spirit? As I was reading my devotion another day, I praise him for his presence alongside me, making all things new. Just prior to our vacation, someone very near and dear to me shared that she was on a journey in recovery. God, through the Holy Spirit, is saying to you today, now is not the time for backing down. I'm taking you to another level. There will be obstacles. Friends are going to walk out on you. The enemy will try to steal your worship, your faith, and your joy. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Keep your focus on me. I will be with you every step of the way. In Psalm 107:29, he stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. Whether the storms of life are of your own making or the result of living in a broken world, our Father is greater. When we're being chased by storms, he alone is able to calm them or to calm the storm within us. In 1 Corinthians 12:8-11, to one person the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another, and to someone else, the one Spirit gives gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles, and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all of these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. Do you know which gifts you have been given? Are you using these gifts? I believe we are all specially gifted, and when we use our gifts, or better said, share our gifts with others, I believe that is and was God's intent. Just like all the body parts, they all work together for us to function. We are all part of the body of Christ. Each of us is a necessary part. If we were all the same, how boring this world would be. Can I get an amen on that? When I look around the sanctuary, I see so many gifts, used and unused, in each of you. While we're journeying with the Spirit of God, we come to realize our gifts and just how to use them. As an example, a while back, their team was formed here at the church to sell the community center and find an option for us to expand this building. In the first meeting I attended, I should say the only meeting I've attended so far, I was amazed at how many gifted people, knowledgeable people, they are all being used, working together for the good of God's kingdom and growing this church. We are the body of Christ. When we look at the Nationals baseball team, or any team for that matter, each player has a job to do. During their job, doing their job well and together is how they were able to finally win the World Series last year. How about an amen on that? I can remember that when they weren't using their gifts wisely, it was difficult to watch because there was so much talent. When they finally began to use their gifts without the arrogance and entitlement, Bryce Harper, look how they went about winning. If that wasn't a journey, I don't know what is. In the body of Christ, everyone can find opportunities to grow spiritually through worship, study, and service. As a final example of what happens when we get too judgy, falling away from the Spirit, I'd like to share something with you, something I'm not terribly proud of, but hoping that you can learn as I did. So because Rob and I love to go to Mexico, 2 years ago we became members of a travel club that included the resorts that we enjoy going to. Because of the membership, we were invited to attend a members' dinner that they do once a year. We were seated with two other couples, very nice people. The one couple we had met the day before at lunch, they were from Scotland, humble people. The woman of that couple, her name was Kirsty, she'd almost lost her life during that year and has an amazing testimony. We were chatting. Then I began conversing with the other couple on my right. If you know anything about me, the hairs on my back bristle when I hear somebody use the Lord's name inappropriately. So while we're mingling and chatting with one of the couples, I hear the woman start to drop the GD and the JC. You know what I'm talking about. I sat silent. I wanted just to say, knock it off, but I sat silent. So Rob and I were chatting a little bit later, and I said, I just couldn't be friends with someone like that. In this particular occasion, in his gentle words, he said, Linda, you can guide people who may not know the Lord through you. Having said that, I came across a story, if you'll allow me to share. Being the firstborn in my family, I had no siblings to carry or play with. In search of something to care for and to befriend, I picked out a little lamb from my father's flock that became my friend. I carried it around all the time. When it grew into a sheep, I could not carry it any longer. But the closeness remained, and it followed me everywhere. My relationship with that lamb helped me to understand that God longs to have just such a relationship with us. When we allow God to carry us, we begin to grow closer and to know God more deeply. Then, as we grow in our faith, we will follow God more closely. I experienced this some months ago when I made a decision to have a closer relationship with God, and I started spending more time reading the Bible each day. As I kept doing this, my desire to follow and obey God intensified. I experienced joy and fulfillment in God's presence that I had never known before. It changed my life. To this day, I have a desire to stay in God's presence daily because I have tasted the sweetness it brings. We have everything to gain spending time with God. That was entitled Befriending God. So while I talk about this journey with the Holy Spirit, you see, I may be in church most Sundays, but I'm still walking the journey, and I still need the guidance of the Spirit. It's not just a one-time experience of a lifetime of learning. It's not just a one-time experience. It's a lifetime of learning, growing, and sharing. Once you find that path that provides peace and understanding, as well as clarity, you don't want to drift from it. And I'd like to close with Ephesians 3:16. Paul writes, "I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being." Amen.